Live from the beautiful Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico, this is the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast. Now, here's Nick Reed.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. It is our final day of broadcast, but not final day of fun, here with our 2019 Great Escape in the Yucatan Peninsula. It's Costa Mujeres, our broadcast this morning, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. And one of the things that we've learned to really, really love about all these experiences are the people who work here and make it a wonderful experience. And one of those individuals is with me now, Alicia. It's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Reed. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, thank you first and foremost for making us feel like we're home. And tell us a little bit about what you do here, if you would.
Yes, of course. Well, my name is Alicia again. I am part of the butler service here at TRS. What I need to do every day, what I love to do, it is just make you happy, make your stay very comfortable. As soon as you arrive, I am going to your room, I show you how everything works over there. We provide you the bottles that you may need. You have 4 bottles of alcohol included. We provide you the aromatherapy. We explain you how it works, the TV. There's a lot of technology here in this resort. And also we show you how to work the light, for example. We make the reservations for the entire stay for you, so you don't have to be worried about anything. Of course, if you need or if you like to go to the spa, we reserve the massage for you. We take care about everything that you may need.
So we're... this has only been open since December or so, right? It's still a relatively new location. And it one of the things that we noticed is all of the technological advances. Like you mentioned, you walk into your bathroom and the light automatically comes on. And you can order room service from the television. The aromatherapy that automatically pumps into the room. Is this the most... Have you worked on other resorts? And is this the most advanced one that you've been on?
Correct. Actually, we have already 1 year. We opened on November the 1st.
Okay.
And yes, this is completely different of all the hotels that I used to be working. This is awesome. It is a lot of technology, a lot of things to do. And yes, this is awesome.
So where are you from?
I am from Veracruz.
Where is that from here?
It is at 2 hours mm-hmm. in an airplane from here.
Okay.
1 day in a car. Mm-hmm. It is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up doing this sort of work?
Well, I started in the operator. I was an operator.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then I met this part of the industry that I didn't know. Someday one person just invited me, and I know that this is what I love to do, mm-hmm. just stay in the moment with all the people and try to make your life very easy and happy.
How long have you been doing it?
6 years from now.
Oh. Are your friends who don't work here jealous? Are they jealous? Do they wish that they worked here?
Yeah, of course.
So when you aren't working, do you spend time here or on other resorts as a visitor?
Well, as an employee, mm-hmm. we work here in the tourism. We don't have a lot of time when all the people is on vacation. That's when we work the most. And
what do you think is one of the favorite things for people who come here to visit that they love about the resort the most?
The beach.
The beach?
The beach. We have an amazing beach. It is completely different than the one that we have at the Hotel Sun or at the Riviera Maya. Here it's completely different. The water is just blue completely. You can see all the fish. And the most important, we don't have this thing about the seaweed.
Okay.
It is different completely.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it's just prettier.
Yeah, and actually here it is a virgin place. We don't have a lot of cars or a lot of...
Okay.
It is completely different.
So a lot cleaner then.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite show here for entertainment on the resort?
Yeah, we do have the Chic Cabaret Show. Mm-hmm. It is completely something new. You cannot find this type of entertainment in different resorts. And the most important here for people that are from TRS, mm-hmm. they have it included. You don't have to pay for that. It is a three hours of cabaret, just people dancing and singing, and you can eat. We have a set menu, and there is different seven dishes during the entire show.
Wow. Yep. Well, I know we are scheduled to be there tonight, or we have a reservation, I think it's 7:30, so we've heard really great things about it, but this is the first I heard we have like seven courses to eat, so I really like that a lot.
Yes, senor. This is the most popular that we have, and this is the most elegant restaurant that we have here at the resort.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate you coming on. I know it's probably not what you expected to do, just to have somebody grab you and say, why don't you come on the radio? So thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And the work, because I'm in your hall. So I'm like right behind your desk there.
Correct.
All right. Alicia, thank you so very much.
It was my pleasure. It is my pleasure.
Thank you. As we continue our broadcast, we're going to chat, of course, with a number of different people on The Great Escape. And as we've done the last 3 days, a big thank you to Ming Auto Beauty Center for sponsoring our live broadcast here. Costa Mujeres, the TRS Coral, beautiful resort. Can't recommend it enough. More coming up. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF, our 2019 Great Escape Live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. It is day three of our live broadcast. Tomorrow, Matt Canovi will be in studio. And then on Friday, the Locke and Smith Foundation with Tom Arts, Dr. John Lilly, will also be in studio. So they won't be out at Norma's, but we will be out there the following Friday back on schedule. And, of course, one of the great things about these resorts are the people who work here. And Cam always does a great job of corralling some together and convincing them to come on air. And we have Felipe with us. And you are, what is it that you do here?
I'm on the entertainment director manager from TRS and Grand Palladium.
All right. So you basically, your job is to make sure people have fun.
Yes, that's my job.
So how do you do that?
Well, first of all, we have to be happy to make everybody happy, you know? So part of my team here, we just try to have the best moments, you know, with our guests every day. And we're in charge to do all the bunch of activities that we have here in the TRS. And we do a lot of fitness and sport things, you know, and culture about food. We do some cocktails, cookie lessons, a lot of things, a little workout at the pool, spinning bikes and all the things. Yes.
So how did you come about to do this?
When I started about long time ago, mm-hmm. very young, and I really like it. I really start making friends from everywhere, and I really love that. And I choose to work this and be learning a lot of things about this. Now I come to be the manager, entertainment here from Grand Palladium, and my job and my, we're very focused to make everyone happy and to fall in love and our hotel, and you know, and that's part of our job, you know, be happy. And
where were you before you were here? This has been open a year, and you said you've been doing this for several years now.
Yes, at the Palladium, I've been working for almost 5 years. Last 4 years was at the Grand Palladium Riviera Maya.
So what's your favorite activity?
My favorite activity? Yeah. All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
What do you think, if you ask guests, what would their favorite be? If you were to rank number one.
Number one, I think so, activities a la carte.
And that is just, what is that? How does that work?
It's like, you know, like you don't have to go around and trying to find out what kind of activity you can do. Mm. You have your butler, and he's just going to tell you what kind of activities you want to reservate, so we can make your schedule for your vacation, for your holidays, so you can program yourself, all right? So activities a la carte is about something new, here in the hotel and all the TRS, we have it. And we try to give the experience, you know, the moment, a special moment to teach them if they don't know how to do it. For example, hobby cat, we bring you out to the ocean, we teach you how to sail, you know. Sometimes we bring you down to do a little snorkel. It's very focused. It's very like VIP activity. Mm-hmm. It's just for one person, two persons.
Okay.
So that's why you can make your reservation. And there will be one of my boys with you, teaching you. And of course, you can choose 2 or 3 days or two activities in one day. It can be hobby cut. We teach you to bring, we'll bring you in the ocean. Or another thing, we can do archery. We take you to archery at the Rafa Nadal Sports Center.
Yeah. So how many different activities are there?
A la carte, we have a Spanish lesson. That's one of the most important things. Yes. A lot of people want to learn a little thing about Spanish, you know, because we are in Mexico. And we got Spanish class. We got cooking lessons. We got hobby cut, kayaking. And we do a t-shirt decoration. Mm-hmm. We teach you to how to do that, you know.
So what's some of the most important Spanish to know?
Oh, cerveza.
Ah,
that's
tequila.
Very important. Tequila, yeah. Cerveza.
Just those one word.
Puedo ir al baño.
that's a
very
good
important
one too.
Yes.
There's of course a lot of great food. See, I consider food a fun activity.
Yes.
And I mean, some incredible food that you all have here.
Yes, yes, I really. Well, by the way, food is amazing. I really like food. And of course, I don't know if you see the grill that we have around the pool. You know, we do some chicken on the grill, chicken grill and tacos sometimes. And every special activity for the, I don't know, let's talk about 4th of July, we bring you the American style, you know, like barbecue.
Oh,
and
okay, sure.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day, we bring some lot of kind of beers, different, you know, flavors and salches and bread and good. That's what we do.
And your favorite food here?
My favorite food, seafood.
Seafood?
Yes.
Any, like lobster, fish, any particular kind of seafood?
I eat everything. I really like everything, you know? I'm not kind of type of person that I have something favorite. No, no, no. I really
you look
like.
Pretty fit, though. You got some guns there.
Nah, I try. I'm trying, but I don't have time sometimes.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on and making sure you should just be called Director of Fun. Fun Czar.
Yeah, we're pop.
What's that?
Pop.
Pop?
People of
Palladium. Oh, people of okay, I see it even right there on your shirt. And the O has a smiley face. How perfect is that?
That's how it is. Think well, positive. That's
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on, Felipe, and for making sure that we all have fun. Especially those that, you know, maybe just don't naturally do it on their own. And you have to nudge them a little bit.
And, of course, don't miss it. Friday nights, we have a special party for all of you guys.
Oh, great.
We have a Friday night we call the movie party.
All right.
I don't know if you guys been there already, but you should come this Friday.
Okay.
You guys going to love it. We have every Friday. And, of course, Chic Cabaret. You're not allowed to miss it.
Perfect. Felipe, thank you so very much. Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF, our 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF, day 3 of our live broadcast, sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. It is the 2019 Great Escape, and yesterday we had so many people rotating on, we didn't even have time for you, Cam.
Oh, I was so hurt.
I know. I get the feeling that you don't really love doing this. You do such a great job at it, though.
I love putting them together. I love doing them.
You could have your own weekend show, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could talk about these trips.
Well, we could talk about trips. We could talk about places, that's for sure.
Yes, without a doubt. Everyone here is fantastic. We've had a chance, of course, to talk to them. The weather's so beautiful today. It rained a little bit earlier, but and one of the things I've learned is sometimes it'll say, well, there's a chance for rain every day, because sometimes it'll rain for 5, 10 minutes.
It's tropical. I mean,
it is tropical.
We want it to be green and pretty,
right?
So, yeah. And it yes. was fun. There was lots going on yesterday.
It definitely was.
I think these guys really kick in when it gets a little, you know, a little drizzly or something, because there was tequila tasting, there was t-shirt making, there was jewelry. I mean, there was all these things you could do, and people were in the bar playing. They had like casino things set up.
Oh, really? I missed
that. Oh, yeah. They were laughing. It was crazy.
Well, it's certainly beautiful today.
It is.
Sarah, I don't know if she'll do this, but she and Ryan saw dolphins.
Really?
Out there playing about.
Oh, mm-hmm. I hadn't even really, we walked down the beach and walked back. I got to go today, so.
Yes, we're going to do much more exploring today. With the rain yesterday,
yeah.
Any exploring we did was in one of those covered golf carts.
Yes.
And man, they zip those things around.
And the little umbrellas, everybody had their umbrellas.
Yes.
Like, they did supply umbrellas, too, so that was
now,
nice.
Now, is this the first time that you've brought people to this particular resort?
It's only been open a year. Yeah,
well, I knew that. I just didn't
yeah.
know if
no, we're the
anybody
first.
Else had come. So what are your yeah. thoughts on it so far?
I think it's beautiful. I really like, the rooms are, Mark and I sit out on our little balcony in the morning. It's just like, this is just like paradise. And we have our little coffee maker making our coffee, and it's just, I think it's great.
I love those Nespresso machines.
Oh, me too. And the restaurant's been good. We did the tapas last night. Mm-hmm. Have you done that one yet?
No, but Sarah did.
It's
she
really
was telling
good,
us about
isn't it.
It.
It's really good. We just ordered everything on the menu.
What do they have? What is it?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's the small little plates.
Right.
But, I mean, they had seafood. They had, beef, they had pork, they had, and they just bring these small little plates and you can just split them so you can try everything. That's what I like to do. I like to taste different things. So it was fun.
Yesterday I was just walking around a bit, and of course, you know, the pathways go through all this lush vegetation yeah. and everything, and it's beautiful. And at one point I realized, I was like, no matter where you go, there's music. And they have these green speakers. If you look, you can see them hidden amongst all of the landscaping. But you get so used to it. It's sort of yeah. this peaceful, yeah. serene, almost...
Like your aromatherapy.
Yeah, right.
How do you say it?
Aromatherapy type music.
Yeah, yeah. But and, it's kind of like that. You just take it for granted in your room. Now we're going to go home and go, wait, I'm missing
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know. I especially notice that we have one of our suitcases underneath it. And I thought, it smells
really
real nice over here. But I realized I don't even hear the music. It's yeah. a constant soundtrack. Yeah. But it really adds to the ambiance.
Well, and it truly is tropical. Mark said, oh, look, and it was an iguana.
I saw one of those too, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right there. And this lush resort, you know, upscale resort. So this iguana walking across the thing. Like,
we haven't been to the village area yet.
I haven't made it there either. You got to get going.
So we ask... well, how do you get there? And we were told, oh, you just take the little boat. And there's that boat that you hop on.
You know, they're electric.
I did see that. And yeah. I don't know if you saw in the front lobby, there is a huge, it's a big television screen, and it shows where the boats are at all time. Like as they're.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I thought, oh, well, there are the boats.
Pirates?
And two of them were.
I don't know.
It's certainly a unique way to be able to get around.
Yeah, I know. We've got to do that too. We've got a lot to do. We've just been busy. I don't know what we've been doing. Running around, just trying to figure everything out. Now we can kind of settle down and get
yeah,
things done.
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah. People, they come and at first they like, let's try to take it all in. They take like 3 days worth in one day.
Yeah.
And so then the second day is a little more, well, let's just get our bearings. And then it's a good footing on the third
yeah.
day.
Yeah. And actually the day of a little drizzly in the morning was okay. Mm-hmm. I think people kind of just mellowed out. You know, everybody just kind of took their time with meals and kind of just took a nap. And it was great.
We had with a group, reservations at the steakhouse below us last night, and it was originally going to be at 5:30, but then they moved it to 8:30, and so I was like, well, I'm too hungry for this. So we had ribeyes sent through. They were really, really good.
You love room service.
I do.
That's
love
like
room
your
service
thing.
I love it.
I
love
know.
It like you're in your room and someone brings you food.
Room service.
But sometimes I think, I don't know, the expectations, you're like, oh, I'm sure it'll be good. But they were really, really,
really
good.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
Good,
so.
Good.
Well, I look forward to the rest of the week.
Well,
and
I tell
as
you.
Always, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
You are the lifesaver. This morning I get here to set up the show, and the guy's like, I don't think you're supposed to be here. So, like, find Cam. And next thing I know, you're like, come on in. So you saved
it's
us.
It's all good. No, I'll just... It works out. These folks are real accommodating. So.
Yes, it is wonderful. Thank you so much, Cam.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate
Have
it, as
day.
Always. And a reminder to everyone back home. I know we've had school cancellations and weather and traffic reports indicating, of course, that there's very slick roads. And one of the things, while it may be a little late, you definitely need to make sure that your car is ready for this these weather conditions with A1 Custom Car Care. You know, ice is slick, and you know, there's that moment after you slide on the ice that you are able to try and regain control. But if your alignment isn't set up, your balance on your tires, it's not set up properly, it could be much more dangerous than it otherwise has to be. So even though you may have waited until the weather got here, it's still a good thing to stop by one of the three A1 Custom Car Care locations and have your car checked to make sure it's ready for the inclement weather that we're experiencing. Fort and Sunshine, Springfield, Highway 60, Republic and West, Sunset across from Classic Rock Coffee. It's A1 Custom Car Care. I'm Nick Reed. More coming up next.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. It is the 2019 Great Escape, and our show is sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. A big thank you to them for helping make it possible for us to set up here, where we've actually... initially, we were slated to broadcast atop the Gravity Bar overlooking the ocean. It was just so beautiful, but then it started to rain and we moved inside. And is this Helios? Is that the name of this place? Yeah. So we've been here ever since, and they've been totally awesome and accommodating. And this is your first trip, Amanda, right?
This is my first trip.
Yeah.
Actually, my first trip out of the country.
No
ever.
Kidding.
Yes.
Now, we talked to your coworker, I think
Sherry,
Monday,
yeah.
Sherry, and she said that you two have become travel buddies, and she said, hey, do you have a passport? And you're like, I'm working on it right now. Where are we going?
Pretty much, yeah. We've gone on a couple trips together, and when she texted me, I'd already had paperwork going because our family kind of try and plan some stuff but haven't gotten it together yet, but I was like, okay, yeah, wherever, I'll get it turned in and we'll get it going.
So what have you thought so far?
Oh, I love it. It is absolutely wonderful. It, you know, the whole coming up towards actually going to the trip every day, going into work, I'd pop into Sherry's cubicle and do, you know, kind of do the happy dance. It's like, we've got 14 days. We've got 7 days. It's tomorrow.
And it finally arrived.
It arrived, and flying in on the plane, just looking down at the water, beautiful turquoise blue and the sand. And it's just... absolutely wonderful.
So if this is the first time out of the country, this is the first time for an all-inclusive resort.
Yes.
And is it what you thought it'd be? Is it more different?
It is so much more. You know, I had absolutely no expectations other than I'm going to be leaving the country. So my first expectation has been totally met, and then everything else is just icing on the cake.
What have you all done?
We have wandered around. What all have we done, Sherry? We've gone to... yeah. It was rainy yesterday morning, so the coordinators had a bunch of stuff together, so we wandered around and did a couple of those things. Sherry played blackjack, and she is the blackjack champion now.
Did she win big?
She did, yeah. She got a T-shirt.
Oh,
got a
my.
Prize. Yeah.
Our early retirement.
That's right. And then we took a tour of the spa, the Zentropia Spa, and they took us through the whole hydrotherapy circuit and all of the massage water pools and the sauna and the steam room and the ice bath. And they had a room that had like Springfield weather inside of it.
Oh, really?
It was freezing cold
no
in there.
No kidding.
Yeah, they opened it up. It's like, oh, that must be home.
So
close
did they...
the
See, that sounds like a torture chamber.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
Like, this is a place for them to do psychological conditioning.
We're going to put you in the steam room, and then we're putting you in the ice
room. Do they explain why they do that? I mean, I guess it's supposed to be good for you.
I don't understand why. It's just all the temperature changes, and it's, I guess, supposed to be good for your circulation or something. I don't know.
Are you going to do it?
No.
Yeah.
Not now. I would probably stick with like the sauna and the steam room and the hot tub kind of area and stuff, but yeah.
Well, I figure the ocean's pretty therapeutic.
Yeah,
so
that was actually the first thing when we got here. It's like I've seen the Atlantic Ocean, but never actually been in it. So I was like, the first thing we're doing, I'm putting on my sandals, we're running down the beach, and I'm getting my feet in the water.
How was it?
It was wonderful. Just got bad knocked over, but walked in a little too far. Because the road, it was a little bit rough because there was some wind coming in, but...
Any great food so far?
Oh, yeah. We've had lots of great food. We've been stalked by Sarah, you know.
She's following you around.
Kind of show up at a restaurant, show up at a place, and then
she does that.
Yeah, but we've had... Yeah, it's been absolutely wonderful. the fact that they've got lots of different restaurants that have just all kinds of variety. Whatever you think of, they've got a place you can go get it.
Have you had a favorite yet? I mean, we're not even halfway through.
Oh, I don't know. We've only tried a few places so far, and there's several days left, so.
Now, are you all, I know the answer to this, because we sat next to you, my wife and I sat next to you two on the plane, and you're doing the catamaran.
Yes, we are doing the catamaran Thursday morning.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope so.
I know that you're going to enjoy it and have a good time. That started, it's become a bit of a tradition, I suppose, when we were in Jamaica, a couple that was with the group, they just signed up for a catamaran just to do. And then they talked to some other people from the group and they're like, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. And then at some point, the people who ran it went to Cam and they said, the only people who have signed up are from your group. If you get this many more, we'll make it a private deal. And so we did. And we've just done it ever since.
And I think it's a private deal
right,
this year,
yeah.
right?
We've I'm got sure. It. Yeah, I'm sure that it is. So it'll just be us and some drinks and probably some snorkeling. And
yeah, it's not a 3-hour tour; it's 4.
That's right. So we automatically bypass any potential disaster.
That's right.
Because of that, was there anybody back home you wanted to say hello to?
I guess I don't know if they listen to the radio, but I'll just say hello to my family. My husband and my son are my youngest son are currently still in Nixa. My oldest is out in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
All right.
Say hi to them and all my friends and anybody from work who's listening.
All right. Well, hopefully this will be just the first of many great escapes for you.
Oh, I'm hoping so. Yes, the first of, yes, of many.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much. And thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks for having the trip and letting me get out of the country.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I feel like it makes me very popular with people, but I don't really do anything other than have a good time as well.
Well, that's
so it's
all
a sweet
need.
Gig.
Yeah.
It's a very sweet gig. It is our final day of broadcast. Now, tomorrow, Matt Canovi will be in studio. And then Tom Arts and Dr. John Lilly will be in studio on Friday. Today being Wednesday, our live broadcast sponsored by Ming Auto Beauty Center. So again, a big thank you to them. Our 2019 Great Escape from the Yucatan Peninsula. It's Costa Mujeres, Mexico, the TRS Coral Resorts. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed on our 2019 Great Escape. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. 3 days in a row. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
So?
That's why we're here.
How's it been the last 24 hours?
It's been fantastic. The sun is shining. I'm excited about that. And my husband was mistaken for Ewan McGregor at breakfast, so I'm traveling with a celebrity.
Oh, really? Yes. So tell us, how did that play out?
We realize now that we should have just played along with
right.
it and then charged $5 for an autograph or $10 for a picture. But we said,
So did somebody just come up and ask?
It was our waiter, and he was probably just trying to, I don't know, just
flatter
us. Yeah. But we're all staring at him right now as we're doing this. But he's been asked that before, so it was good start to our day.
So we talked to you yesterday about little tips, if you will, when it comes to buying or selling your home. So what do you have for us today?
So I came up with just some common questions that I'm asked quite often. And I think a lot of agents are asked this too. If you remember, I've mentioned before that in Southwest Missouri, in our board, we have over 2,000 licensed realtors. So everyone has cousin, brother, friend
right.
that has their license. But the average attrition of our industry is 6 to 9 months. So a lot of agents that are new don't make it. And I think a lot of that has to do with courage and being scared to say no. Mm. So I came up with a list of questions that I'm always asked that I say no to. So. The first one being, will you reduce your commission? I'm asked that every single listing appointment I go to. No, that's all I say. And a lot of agents will reduce their commissions, and that's how they run their business, and that's fine. The commissions are not set by the state. They are negotiable. But the way I see it, if your agent that you're interviewing is easily able to reduce their commission, how can they negotiate for you a sales price on their house if they're not fighting for their own rate? So. off
that
the
makes
bat.
Sense.
Yeah. So I work very hard for what I do, and in the end, you honestly get what you pay for. So that's one example. Another question I'm always asked is, another agent said that they'll list my house for more. Will you list it for that price? No. Because I do extensive research to come up with the list price for your home. If I were to say, sure, yeah, I'll list it for $250 when it's really actually worth $230 and it doesn't sell at $250, who's the first one that gets blamed or gets the bad review? It's the agent, because they didn't come in and have the courage to be honest with you and say, no, I'm sorry. I wish you could get $250. If you make more money, that means I make more money. But if we don't list it at the right price from the beginning, it's going to sit and the market's going to reject it, and you're only going to reduce the price time and time again.
Right.
So I really try to avoid that. That's why I'm so proud of my record of being able to sell houses for, you know, within 15 days on average and within 98% of that list price that I tell clients to sell it for.
Yeah, and those are stats that I mention quite often, because you can say, oh yeah, she's great, but when it really comes down to it, that's what matters.
Yes, absolutely. And it's my reputation. I mean, I'm only as good as the last deal that I worked with, you know, and referrals are everything in our business. So the last thing I want people saying about me is that, oh, she didn't sell her house, or she had to come to us and reduce it 3, 4, 5 times because it didn't sell, while all these other houses are selling within a day on the market. Yeah. Those houses that sell quickly are the ones that are priced right to begin with.
And I guess it's all a matter of perspective, but anytime I see a sign that says reduced price, I guess some people think, oh, hey, we can get a great deal. But I wonder why it was reduced. What's going on there?
Well, and people, you know, we're creatures of habit. So we are looking, you know, consumers that have Zillow or those programs on their phones, they're interested in the new listings. So their phones get pinged every time there's a new listing. And when you reduce your sales price, it shows that, but your house has kind of already been forgotten because it wasn't right to begin with the price. So it doesn't matter how many times you reduce it, the market's already kind of moved on from you and are looking for those new listings now. So
your commission, no, you will not reduce
this
it.
This is now the no show.
Yes, this is the no. And will you list it at this higher price someone else would list it at? No.
Yes.
All right.
And then another one from a buyer's perspective, I promise my credit is good, and I will go to a lender next week to get pre-qualified. Can you show me houses this weekend? No. It's not that I don't trust you. Right. I don't believe you. It's just you need to do your due diligence as a buyer. You may think you have great credit, but there may be something that you don't even know about that pops up and therefore disqualifies you for a conventional loan. Or you may think that you can buy a house for $150 when really you can only spend $120. So those are all things that as a buyer, you have to get sorted out before I will ever put you in my car. And it's not that I'm being mean or I don't trust you. It's just I don't want to take you out and show you all these houses and you fall in love with one and we can't make an offer because you don't have a letter of pre-qualification, or it could cause problems down the road once we're under contract. If you then go to a lender afterwards, you know, that's bad news for both buyer and seller if the house were to have to fall through because you didn't do your due diligence as a buyer to get pre-qualified ahead of time.
Now, do you have more for another segment?
I do,
Okay, all right. Well, we'll take a break and we'll continue on with Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate here with us on our 2019 Great Escape. By the way, I assume that you're happy that you guys decided to come along.
Oh, absolutely.
So far.
100%, yes. Oh, gosh, we're excited to be here. So.
Well, I mean, when people think your husband's Ewan McGregor.
Well, that makes it even more better,
Come on. All right, so we'll chat some more as we continue our Wednesday broadcast here at the TRS Coral Resorts. It's the 2019 Great Escape. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico. You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.
Springfield's News Talk FM, 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. The 2019 Great Escape, Emily Johnson of Real Estate with us. So we're talking about things that you say no to.
Yes, or maybe we should rephrase it as the courage I've developed after several years in real estate.
To help better serve
my clients, yes.
So what we talked about, people, they'll oftentimes say, oh, will you cut your rate? And no. And will you list my house at this higher price that somebody else said it's worth? No on that. And then the third one was, oh, I haven't been pre-qualified yet, but I've got good credit. Will you go ahead and show me homes? And no.
No. And I do elaborate on these,
right,
by the way. When I'm with people in that particular setting, I don't just, you know, strong arm them and say no. But so some other questions that have come up is when I have a client that's listed their house and, you know, we get an offer, a great offer on the very first day, they say, well, the house has only been on the market for one day. So even though this buyer is offering us exactly what we have it listed for, I think we should wait and see if we can get more money. No, you are going to sign and accept this offer right now. A lot of times the first offer that we receive is usually the best. But also when a buyer makes an offer on your home, if it's listed for $100,000 and they offer you $100,000, they want this house. They're giving you exactly what we've asked for. So time is of the essence. You know, until we sign and accept that offer, that buyer can go and find another house and rescind their contract. So while it would be great, like I've said before, if you could get more money for your house, I would make more money, but that's not the reality of it. That's why we list it for the right price. And when an offer comes in with a strongly qualified buyer for that price, we accept it. We don't shop the contract, as we call it. We don't wait to see if someone will pay more. We move forward and we get you under contract. So
Okay. Can
we wait to get more money? No. You may not get any more money.
Right.
So
just
take what's being handed to you on a silver platter, because they're giving you exactly what we're asking for. Let's see, another one that I have is, I've painted the house, stained the deck, upgraded all the lights to LED. My house should be worth more now. No. That is called general maintenance. So upkeep of your home does not make it worth more money. It helps the sellability, absolutely. If someone can come in and move into a house that is freshly painted and clean, but that doesn't make it worth more money, especially like I mentioned yesterday with all of the insurance claims with new roofs, having a new roof on a house.
Those are just expected norms.
Yes, every house comes with a roof in Southwest Missouri, so a brand new roof does not make it more valuable. It just helps the sellability and the likelihood of your house selling quicker, even that much greater.
Yep.
So that's another struggle with listing prices. You know, sellers put a lot of time and effort into getting their house ready, and things like general maintenance really are preferred, but they don't make it more valuable.
Right.
So things that you do, like new stainless appliances or granite countertops, yes, those are things that we take into consideration when figuring out the value of your house. But general upkeep, no, does not make it more expensive.
I vacuumed.
Yes. Or I put new... the light bulbs always. I always get that. Everyone, you know, because LED bulbs are expensive.
Right.
So, but again, that doesn't make it worth more money.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Any others?
This is my favorite one. I want to start flipping houses in Southwest Missouri and make $50,000 to $60,000 like they do on TV. No, you will not make that kind of money in our market. We are in such a great area with a low cost of living. You know, the average price of a home in Springfield is $165,000. On these TV shows in California or New York, you know, these are houses that are hundreds of thousands, if not million-dollar properties. So they have such a different market. So I try to prepare new investors for the reality of what they're going to make if they really want to start flipping houses. First of all, the more work you can do yourself, the more money you're going to make. But watching YouTube videos to learn how to do things doesn't make you a good flipper necessarily, because you may be proud of yourself that you figured out how to do it, but it may not look the best.
Yeah, so maybe you're not that good at it.
Right, exactly. And if you are someone that needs to hire everyone to do the work because you're unable to put in that sweat equity, then, you know, the money that you're going to make is even less.
Right.
So I try to prepare potential investors that are new to this, that you might make on average anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 max with flipping houses. It just all depends on the house that you buy, how much work it needs, the neighborhood. You know, so there's a lot of factors that go into that.
All right, all very good lessons.
Yeah, the no
show. Of course, maybe you crushed some spirits.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was gonna do that.
But that's
you saved them.
Well, and that's why, you know, it's not hard for me to say no to people, and I just want to be as straightforward and honest with everyone as I can, because I don't ever want to sell false expectations or false hope or make them think this blue sky number that their house is worth just to get their business, because it's never going to happen.
Right. So it's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. So thank you for letting me crush your dreams on this on this morning.
Well, but I'm really glad that you came. Hopefully you all will come on the next trip. I'm already already thinking about the next trip, and we're not even halfway through of it.
Yeah.
So we're about halfway through with this trip. But I'm glad you guys came, and
us too.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your time.
We will. It's been great, and the resort's been wonderful, and working with Cam and everyone on KSGF has just been perfect. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, as we continue on our live broadcast today here from our 2019 Great Escape. And we really wish that you were here, but if you're not, next year, I'm sure we'll do it again. They ask, well, where are you going next year? Don't know that yet. And it may not be until the early part of next year, but we'll make a big deal of it so everyone will know and have an opportunity to join us next year if you'd like to for the 2019 Great Escape. More coming up next. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to the 2019 KSGF Great Escape Broadcast from the beautiful Grand Palladium's Royal Suites in Costa Mujeres, Mexico.